It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, May 9th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was seen Friday for the first time since President Vladimir Putin apologized for remarks Lavrov made. He, earlier in the week, had compared Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to Adolf Hitler. Lavrov seen, in fact, Putin called Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett with an apology. Lavrov was at a flower-laying ceremony in commemoration of former Soviet Union foreign ministry officials who died during what they call the Great Patriotic War. That would be World War II to you and me. Last week, Lavrov alleged that Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood. Now, Lavrov's not the first one to make that claim. In fact, if you look at the History Channel's website, you can find about a 12-year-old article on genetic research, DNA research based using some of Hitler's descendants that support that theory. However, using that to claim that even Jews can be anti-Semitic was a public relations mistake. Putin recognized it. Lavrov again kept out of sight for a few days. It's not clear what Putin may have said to Lavrov during that period. But the bigger news last week was the disclosure by the U.S. Defense Department that the U.S. provided the intelligence that Ukraine used to sink Russia's Black Sea flagship, the Moskva. That ship was sunk on April 14th after getting hit by two Ukrainian cruise missiles. And Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitted on Friday, yes, we gave Ukraine the intelligence that helped them target the ship. This is part of a broader policy shift inside the Biden administration to help Ukraine defeat Russia on the battlefield, weaken Russia's military, and doing so by providing more real-time battlefield intelligence to Ukraine. In fact, this policy, according to analysts, has helped Ukraine target Russian generals. Ukrainian officials say they've killed 12 Russian generals during the war, which is a shocking number. Normally, officers of that rank don't get that close to the battlefield. And Ukraine on its own would not have that kind of intelligence capability. So the U.S. actively engaged in providing real-time battlefield intelligence to Ukrainian forces, which raises the question, where is Russia's red line before it says, we've had enough, we're going after you now? Now, what that means, I'm not an expert. I don't know. Just bringing this to your attention. Keep your eyes open. Topic number 4, the economy. Stocks continue to slide Friday that began Thursday as investors are concerned about the Federal Reserve Bank's ability to rein in inflation without triggering a recession. Stocks swung violently from gains on Wednesday to losses on Thursday when the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost over 1,000 points. That's 3% of its value. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell 3.5% and 4.9%. respectively. Topic number 3, Roe, as in Roe v. Wade. Pro-abortion activists targeted Roman Catholic Church for protests yesterday, Mother's Day, ironically, with some citing the Roman Catholic faith of multiple justices on the Supreme Court who at one point supported the leaked draft opinion striking down Roe v. Wade. The protests followed days of organized protests outside the Supreme Court building following the leak of that draft opinion last week, Monday. Protests that led Washington, D.C. police to put up a fence around the building, ostensibly to protect the justices. There has been a strong police presence outside the justices' homes following that leak. The organization Rise Up for Abortion Rights has organized a week of action that began yesterday on Mother's Day. Of course, the irony, besides kicking off a week of protests in support of ending motherhood through abortion, is that progressives have basically destroyed their main talking point here. I mean, the phrase, my body, my choice, rings a little hollow after 2 years of hearing progressives demand that we allow an experimental gene serum be injected into our bodies. Topic number 2. Leads to this topic today, pestilence. 7 more cases of that mystery hepatitis have been found here in the United States, all in the state of Ohio. One child there needing a liver transplant now. Doctors say the tally across the United States is now 40, including one child in Wisconsin who has died. These children all aged between 18 months and 10 years. North Dakota on Friday also confirmed its first case of hepatitis in a child. That child now recovering at home. 14 states, those in red, reporting cases of hepatitis, including six requiring liver transplants and the one fatality. Scientists puzzled by what is causing this outbreak. None of the infected children have tested positive for normal hepatitis-causing viruses. Leading theory is that it's an adenovirus, which can trigger the common cold, but other suggestions include weakened immunity from being locked inside their homes for the better part of 2 years. Meanwhile, COVID-19, the FDA has restricted the Johnson & Johnson jab. This was announced Thursday. The use will be limited to those who are not able to get another approved vaccine or for whom other approved vaccines are not clinically appropriate, and only for people aged 18 and over. The reason for the restriction is the risk of life-threatening blood clots. Information from the World Health Organization, it appears that Sweden was right in its approach to the COVID pandemic. Sweden logged one of the lowest pandemic death tolls in Europe despite its refusal to impose lockdowns, unlike the rest of the continent. The World Health Organization's analysis of excess deaths, people who died directly and indirectly from COVID, suggests that Sweden's hands-off approach has been vindicated. Of the 194 countries looked at by the UN Health Agency, Sweden's pandemic death rate ranked 101st with 56 deaths, excess deaths per 10,000 or per 100,000, that is, 56 per 100,000, well below the average of 90 per 100,000. It also puts Sweden below most other major European nations, including Italy, Germany, Spain, Britain, Portugal, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France. Sweden's death toll was higher than other Scandinavian countries, Finland and Norway, which, if nothing else, suggests that lockdowns had no influence on deaths one way or the other. And that notwithstanding, China has decided it is going to double down on its zero COVID policy, which includes locking down entire major metropolitan areas. We told you last week that China is apparently on the verge of locking down Beijing in the same way it locked down Shanghai for more than a month now. President Xi Jinping, the Communist Party leader, on Thursday vowed to, quote, unswervingly adhere to the general policy of dynamic zero COVID and absolutely, resolutely fight against any words and acts that distort, doubt, or deny our country's epidemic prevention policies, end quote. This is the first time she has publicly spoken about the country's zero COVID approach, but he's making it clear that those who disagree or argue against it in any way are putting themselves at risk. Coming up, an unexpected jolt in your morning cup of joe, and how you can get access to all of Skywatch Film's documentaries for free. That's coming up on 5 and 10.
Lord, we just want to come before you, and I want to thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to speak to somebody that may need to hear it. All the parents out there that need to know how to reach their children, how to raise them, and most importantly, to protect them. I feel that you have placed this message on my heart to share, and that the people that need to hear this will be able to hear it with open ears and open hearts. You have commanded us to protect and teach our children. And I just pray that my words will help anybody that's out there, because these are not my words, Lord, they're yours. And I just pray that you will cover this presentation and help it reach the people that it needs to. I just thank you again for this opportunity that you are giving me, because I'm nobody. I'm just being an obedient servant. And let everybody know that they do have a calling on their life, whether it is being a parent or being that school teacher or being that cousin or aunt or whatever it is, Lord, they have the power to help shape our young people. And it's so needed. Our kids are hurting. And they are under such attack right now. And people need to know what some of those attacks even are, because some of us don't even know. I just pray that everything that's about to be said, Lord, will come directly from you. Push me out of the way and let your words come through. Let your Holy Spirit take control of this presentation. Thank you for everything that you are going to do with this and the lives that it will touch and impact, not because of me, but because of what you are wanting to do with it. Thank you again for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now, scan the QR code, or log on to defenderconference.com.
Item number one today, an unexpected added jolt to your morning coffee. Police in Switzerland seized more than 500 kilograms, that's 1,100 pounds, of cocaine from a shipment of coffee beans delivered to a Nespresso plant. That's that new type of coffee maker with the little aluminum foil bullets or whatever that you drop into the coffee maker. Anyway, workers at the Nespresso plant in Romont alerted authorities to a mysterious white powder found in sacks of coffee beans, police said. Staff at the coffee capsule maker owned by Nestle found an undetermined white substance when they unloaded the freshly delivered sacks of coffee beans. This according to police in Freiburg, Switzerland. Police analysis determined that it was, in fact, cocaine. They set up a security perimeter around the factory during the operation, which included a large contingent of customs officers. The units containing the drugs isolated. The substance did not contaminate production at the plant, they say. Street value of the haul, by the way, about $75 million. You know, Switzerland, mainly known for its production of chocolate. Maybe somebody just got the order confused. Instead of cocoa, they got the coca, and there you have it. Friday, midnight Friday here in the Central Time Zone, we kick off our next virtual conference, The Unveiling. Do take advantage of this opportunity because not only do you get cutting-edge presentations on everything from archaeology to end times prophecy, you'll also get access to the five documentary films, including award-winning documentaries from SkyWatch Films. That includes Josh Peck's latest on the UFO phenomenon, The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, in which he breaks down the prophetic significance and implications of the occult symbolism in the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. The award-winning films Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is here. Also, Belly of the Beast, which also explores the secrets embedded into Washington, D.C. You get access to all of those along with all of the presentations for 90 days. You set the schedule for this conference. Watch it on your schedule. And this is just an unexpected bonus that Tom Horn just decided to kick in a couple of weeks ago. So take advantage of it. Sign up now at defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com. And again, this conference goes live on the web at 12:01 a.m. Central Time this Friday, May 13th. Available for 90 days thereafter. During the month of May, our thank you for your support of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada is the book Redeemed, Unredeemable. It looks at some of the worst criminals, violent criminals in American history who claimed to accept Jesus Christ during their time in prison. Now, assuming that they were telling the truth, could they be redeemed? This book is very thought-provoking. Makes you consider how deep is God's love and capacity for forgiveness. And if some of these folks, members of the Manson family, for example, the son of Sam, if they have accepted Jesus Christ and are forgiven, and we will see them someday walking the streets of gold, then there is nothing that you can do that is beyond God's love and forgiveness. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. SkyWatch TV's e-magazine, the brand new May edition, is now out and available. You can download it and watch it on your own device, mobile device, laptop, desktop. It's an enhanced PDF so that the links inside click to take you where you want to go, whether it's another article, a product that looks interesting, whatever. You'll find the link for the SkyWatch TV e-magazine, the archive of e-magazines going back more than a year now, at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar. It's in the right-hand column. Or you can just scan the QR code on your screen to take you to that page. Coming up this October, we're going to Turkey. Sharon and me, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, and we invite you to join us. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity to see some of the historical sites that are perhaps tangential to the Bible, but some of them are very significant in that, for example, the seven churches of Revelation, all located in Turkey, Abraham's hometown of Haran in Turkey, Noah's Ark came down in, well, Armenia, but that's close to Turkey. Anyway, we will visit a number of these sites. You can get a look at the itinerary and see if you find it interesting. And if so, don't wait, because this will be a relatively small tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less. And we hope you'll join us. Find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Then we go to Israel next spring. We are blessed to have this opportunity to revisit the Holy Land March 19th through 30th of 2023 with an optional three-day extension across the river into Jordan, where we will go to Petra, a bucket list item. Have you seen the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Well, when you see it for yourself and you're surrounded by that the architecture carved right into the rock by the ancient Nabataean culture, absolutely stunning. But it is historically more important than we've been taught and prophetically significant as well, and we'll be preaching and teaching all along the way. We'll see Jerusalem, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee. We will go into the Jordan River and much, much more. Find out more online. The itinerary is posted, a breakdown of costs as well, and a place to reserve your spot, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking with filmmaker, producer, director, actor. He is a Renaissance man. He's a musician as well. Actually, he's written a couple of hit country songs in his career. David Heavener talks about the influence of that kind of culture on the culture at large. He's got two new books out, True Power and End Times Investigations, and we discuss it this week on Skywatch TV. Don't miss the program. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but the schedule is in your hands. When you add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, it's in the channel stores for both of those devices, or you can download our free mobile app that brings all of our video content right to the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phone, tablet. The apps work on all of those devices, and we've got links to the app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.